Good morning, everybody. This is November the 22nd, I believe, 2021, and heading into work. Got a little rain last night. Colors are changing, looking nice. Bringing in a little cooler weather, that's a good thing. And this week is Thanksgiving, so I thought, since this week is Thanksgiving, I told you a Christmas story. Let me tell you a Thanksgiving story. Years ago, when I was probably in my early 20s, maybe even not even 20 yet, I might have been 19 or 20, but anyway, somewhere around that time, I went to a small junior college in Lake City, Florida. Back then it was called Lake City Community College. Today it's called Florida Gateway College. But to me, it'll always be Lake City Community College. It's where I met my wife, where I met friends that I still have today. And anyway, we lived in a little town called Cuyler. It's in a little county called Baker County. Well, not a little county, it's a big county, but it's a our biggest town is McClinney, which isn't much to back then wasn't much to speak about. And Cuyler was even smaller. Just a bunch of poor white trash living out in the woods. And I was going to college, and we lived in a single wide trailer out in the middle of the woods down in an old dirt road. And we didn't have much, we were poor, but nothing really ever stopped us from entertaining other people or inviting other people over, even though it could be a challenge for us sometimes to put food on the table. But I was working and going to school, so things were a little bit better. I didn't have to depend on my parents much at that point because I never could really depend on them anyway. And anyway, at the school, at the college, they had some, I want to say there was about five of them, Panamanian students who had somehow earned a scholarship, I think, to come to America and go to school here. And there was a young man there. His name was Edgar. And Edgar's English was broken at best. And he was just a real sweet kid. And I remember it was nearing the end of the school day. And I'd become friends with him enough that, I knew him. I'd see him and talk to him, and we would hang out together. And we weren't really close friends, but we were friends. And I remember the gentleman who spoke Spanish and English fluently was the director of the, I think, the foreign students. Anyway, I can't remember his name now, but super nice guy. He had arranged for the kids, for all these five Panamanians, except for one, to go to someone's house for Thanksgiving. That was part of his job too, to find host homes for them to spend the holidays with, so they could have a real American experience. And well, Edgar didn't have a place, and the reason I know that is because I asked him. I said, "Where?" Ephraim was his name, Mr. Ephraim. Wow, that's weird. I said, "Edgar, where are you going for Thanksgiving?" He said, "Well, I'm going to Mr. Ephraim's house." And I said, "Why are you going over there?" I said, "Aren't the other kids going to other people's homes?" He said, "Yes, but they didn't have one for me." And I said, "Well," and I'm sorry, that's my best Panamanian accent. It sounds more Mexican, but he did have a really heavy accent. I won't do it again, sorry. And I said, "Well, heck, just come home with me." And he's like, "Are you serious?" I said, "Yeah, sure. Come on, just go with me." And he goes, "You wouldn't mind? Your family wouldn't mind?" I said, "Heck no. My mom and daddy are used to me bringing home strays." Sure enough, I said, "Come on, you just come stay with me the rest of the week." And so, Edgar came with me. We got home, and my mom was, tickled to death to see him. That was one good thing about my parents. They never made anybody feel like they weren't wanted in the house or that they were a stranger. Sorry, I had to get a little bit of coffee there. And so they made Edgar feel at home, and he was just tickled to death to come to our house. And of course, you know, I don't guess I had the presence of mind, or either I didn't care, that we lived in some rattle trap, single wide trailer in the middle of the woods down a dirt road. But he came and spent Thanksgiving with us, and my grandma and my grandpa were there, my mom's mom and dad. And somewhere I've got some pictures of all that. And I got a picture of little Edgar when he was young. And that started a friendship between Edgar and I that has lasted all these years. Now, Edgar was a part of my life after that in college. And then, of course, he went on to get his degree and actually ended up getting his PhD. Super smart guy. His wife and he lived down in West Palm Beach, and they own a bunch of, what do you call it? I'm trying to think. I'm so sorry. Physical therapy places where the elderly go and people that are injured and need rehab, they'll go. So they own a bunch of those. So needless to say, they are extremely well off. And anyway, Edgar has never forgotten that first Thanksgiving that he spent with us. And I guess in many ways, it's like, you know, the first Thanksgiving where the pilgrims and the Indians kind of sat down together back in the 1600s when they first came over here. Anyway, in the tradition of that, Edgar and I, we don't speak often. Nothing ever happened. We didn't have fallen out. It's just called life. He's older now. I'm older now. We both had two girls, and his grew up. I think one of them is a paramedic fireman. Super smart girl, beautiful girl. Good Lord, both of them are beautiful. And I watched them grow through the years via Facebook and pictures and things like that. But to this day, Edgar still lives in, West Palm Beach, he and his wife, and the girls are grown and out of the house now, I believe. But, I'll be calling him here probably today or tomorrow to remind him of that Thanksgiving again and wish him and his family a Thanksgiving happiness. And so anyway, you never know who you bring home, who might change your life, be in your life forever. You know, and so for me, it was my brother Edgar. In fact, my parents sort of adopted Edgar, not in the traditional sense, but he would always call me his brother, my brother, and he's been instrumental through my life, and in the events through my life when my parents died, he was there, and he was very close to my mom and dad, and. Anyway, just a super nice guy, very smart, very, very driven. Anyway, I do miss Edgar, and I miss those days when we were young and life was our oyster, and, you know, we could do anything. We thought we could do anything, and we could accomplish anything. And anyway, I do miss those days. I think back on those days, and I wish I were able to go back and, you know, relive them over and over again, just, you know, pick a few days here and there. And, but unfortunately life is such that, you know, you don't really know, you don't know to appreciate it until it's gone, because then you have the perspective of it being gone compared to, you know, you're living in the present. So anyway, I hope this story inspired you. Maybe there's somebody, you know, that might need a place to go on Thanksgiving, or, you know, maybe you like to volunteer at a food, what do you call it? One of those food harvest places, you know, that feed the homeless, or, you know, I don't know. I've never actually done that. I've always been somewhere on Thanksgiving, but I guess maybe one day I should. Anyway, I used to ring the bell, or I did ring the bell for the Salvation Army once, you know, where they ring the bell and people drop change into the bucket. Took my son to do that. He was just a oh, I guess he must have been about 6 or 7 years old. Anyway, we both sat out there and rang the bell for, I think, an hour or two. I think it's important to give back to the community. And in my own way, in my family's own way, we gave back to the community through international relations. So anyway, with Thanksgiving on the way, just this week, in fact, I want to wish everybody a happy and peaceful Thanksgiving. And I hope it's a time when you can gather together with friends and family and maybe relive some old, good old memories and maybe make new ones with old people and old friends. Anyway, I wish you all a very happy, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening in, and we'll be back eventually.
Good morning, everybody. Or actually, I should say good afternoon. It's 11:30. And it's 2 days after Thanksgiving, and I'm doing the dishes. So you get to hear me do the dishes a little bit. We had my mother and father-in-law over, and we had a big Thanksgiving celebration last night because my son-in-law is, his job, he was working on Thanksgiving Day, so he couldn't come, so we moved our schedule around for him. Had a great time. The day before that, I got to spend Thanksgiving with my family over in our neighboring county, and we do this every year, and had a really, really good time. You know, I always take pictures when I go to Thanksgiving or get around my family, because you just never know, you know, who may not be there next year. You know, that's the thing that I always try to remind people. You know, when I'm at their house, you know, they'll say, oh, don't take a picture of me, or oh, don't do this, or don't do that, you know, and I don't look good. And, you know, it's like, we're not taking pictures because you look good. We're taking pictures because next year you may not be here. And trust me, when you get a little older and your mom and dad are gone, your grandma and your grandpas are gone, and all you have is your immediate family, your wife and your kids, and a few uncles, maybe an aunt or two, you know, you start seeing your own mortality. And it's always a reminder to me, especially during times like that, when we all gather around and you look around and you see that there are chairs missing, you know. And that's always tough in the holidays. I know some of you listening probably have similar situations in your own family and friends, people that aren't here this year. Maybe some people died from COVID last year, the year before. But anyway, everybody's gone around the house, which is kind of unusual for me because I typically don't get the house by myself unless I get up early in the morning and everybody's still asleep. And I get to get my coffee and sit and relax and kind of enjoy my morning before I start my day. And usually on the way to work is when I do these podcasts. And of course, Scout's out back, and she probably sees our neighbor out back too. She's always barking one thing or another. I'll let her in. What you doing? What are you barking at? Oh, there's nobody here. You talking to Gus? Come on, inside. Gus is our neighbor's dog. He'll come to the fence, and he and my dog Scout will talk to each other from time to time. Anyway, it's kind of funny. They have this little romance thing going on. But it's been pretty cool around here in North Florida. And I've been contemplating building a fire in the fireplace. We have a stone fireplace that I've been itching to light up, you know. And so I probably will at some point, maybe tonight. I love to sit around a fire and just kind of enjoy, you know, the flame and the heat. It's very therapeutic, fires, in my opinion, they are. You may not have a fireplace. You may not like fires. It's the smell of the fire, I think, that really gets me going. It triggers memories, you know. But anyway, I've run out of space to put my clean dishes. We had so many people over, and I didn't feel like doing dishes last night, so I kind of put them all to the side, and I decided I'd do them today. And anyway, counters always need wiping. Yeah, I'm not complaining. You know, I'm thankful that we have a house and we have counters to wipe off. You know, I'm glad that, I'm thankful we had food to eat. I know some people, you know, that's a struggle for some people, you know. So I'm very blessed. I know I'm blessed. I have a beautiful home, beautiful family. I've got a job I love, and just resources to take care of everything. And for a man, that's important. So don't ever think I'm complaining. Because I came from nothing, really. Came from poor white trash, is what we were called growing up. And we didn't really have much growing up, so I know what it's like to go without and to not have things. And so I'm very thankful for the life that God has given me, for whatever reason. It certainly isn't because I've been a good person or that I deserve this life. That's the thing that gets me. I don't deserve the life that I have, and I know I don't. And anyway, I know a lot of you are listening in from other countries, and I can only imagine what it must be like, especially in Taiwan. I've got listeners in Taiwan too, and we worry about you guys over there. A lot of people here in America worry that China is going to forcibly reunite Taiwan, and I think they're poised to do that. And so I often think about y'all, and I hope that doesn't happen, but I'm afraid China is hell-bent and determined to do that. And with our president and our administration being very weak right now, I'm afraid China knows that it's an opportunity for them to strike while the iron is hot. And so I fear that, you know, that'll be the case, but I hope not. But anyway, I've got people listening from Germany, Singapore, where was the other one? Iraq, I think, even, which is kind of amazing. Anyway, for all of you that are listening, thank you. Thank you for listening to me. I've talked about being relevant before in the past, and, you know, and having a purpose in life. When you get a little older, for me, I can't speak for everyone, but for me, you know, as I'm getting older, as I am growing older, I'm learning that, you know, things slow down. You know, people don't necessarily, you don't have the social life that you used to have, I guess, or I don't, and that's not a bad thing. It's just that, you know, don't get a lot of activities, a lot of opportunities, I should say, not activities, opportunities to be in the presence of other people. And sometimes it's sort of sobering, you know, because you think nobody's really coming around to see me, and so you kind of feel irrelevant. And so that's the point I'm trying to make. But thank you for listening. I know that you could do anything else. You have time that's always, I know that time is a non-renewable resource. And, you know, we don't get these minutes and seconds and hours and days and months and years back. You know, once they're done, you know, and you've only got a set amount of years on this earth and you're over. So, again, thank you for listening. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to share my stories and my life with all of you. And it's always comforting to know that somebody's listening, you know. So thanks for listening, and I'm going to go now because I don't have any more room to put my dishes out. And I got to vacuum the living room, and we're giving a couch away to a thrift store locally. So I gotta get it all cleaned up, and My dog likes to sleep on that, unfortunately, so I got to vacuum up all the hair. But until we meet again, I wish you the best and wish you a great day and a great weekend. Go out and enjoy this beautiful weather.